Nkulunkulu ngiyacela ngegama lika Jesu Christu ukuthi uhlangane nabantu abaningi namhlanje.
Oh God, I ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you would meet with many today.
Amen.
Amen.
Itext lethu silthola encwadini yezenzo.
We find our text in the book of Acts.
Kusukela evesini lokuqala.
From chapter
8.
From chapter 8, one. And we read from verse 1.
Kepha uSaul wayivumelene nabo ngokubulawa kwakhe uStefane.
Now Saul was consenting to his death, that is of Stephen.
Ngalolo suku kwavela ukuzingelwa okukhulu kwebandla laseJerusalema. Bahlakazeka bonke amazweni aseJudea naseSamaria, wasala abapostoli bodwa.
At that time a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
Amadoda akholwayo ambele uStefane amkhalela isililo esikhulu.
And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him.
Kepha uSaul walichitha ibandla engena ezindlini ngezindlu, ehudula abesilisa nabesifazana wabafaka etilongweni.
As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison.
Abahlakazekileyo base behamba beshumayela izwi levangeli.
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
UPhilip wehlela emzini waseSamaria wabashumayeza uChrist.
Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them.
Isixuku zalalela nganhliziyonye okwakhulunywa nguPhilip.
And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip.
Asiqinela.
We'll read thus far.
Isihloko sentshumayelo ile ukuthi abahlakazekileyo base behamba beshumayela izwi levangeli.
The theme of this service is taken from this verse 4, where it says, those scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
Angiphinde. Abahlakazekileyo base behamba beshumayela izwi levangeli.
Let me repeat that again. The scattered ones went everywhere preaching the word.
Manje bekuseJerusalem.
Now it was in Jerusalem.
Ibandla landa bekuyinkulungwane entathu, inkulungwane ezisihlanu, kwanda, kwanda, kwanda.
The church was multiplying. There were 3,000 and then 5,000, and they continued to grow. The Lord was at work. His miracles were happening.
Kodwa ngokubulawa kukaStefane ngokukhandwa kwakhe.
But with the martyrdom of Stephen and his being stoned to death,
no Saul ekhona.
With Saul being present,
uSaul ethokoziswa ukufa kuka Stefan.
Saul was very glad about the killing of Stephen.
Kukhona abaphukayo ngoba kuthiwa uPaul ube seyinsizwa bese bethi hawu.
There were those who mocked at that time. Today there are theologians who mock and they say, well, what does Paul know anyway? At that time he was still very young.
Kanti ngokwesikhundla sakhe asazi iminyaka yakhe, kodwa cisho ibingeke ibe ngaphansi ka 24. Umuntu acabanga ukuthi 24 kuze kube u 40 iminyaka yakhe kulelo banga.
Now we don't know how young he was. He might have been young, but he had a high position in his particular position. They couldn't be below 24. He could have been 24 to 40 years of age when this incident took place.
Ene kube ngathi ube nemvume futhi ukuthi akwenze lento.
And it seemed that he had the mandate to do this.
Emva kwalokho inzondo yakhula ngoba uyabona uma uyenza into leyo nto keke isukithule ihlale iyakhula yena ube zonda ivangeli lenkosi uJesu lapho kubulawe uStefan athokoze ajabule waze kwakhula lokho kuye.
And so that hatred grew. This act of Saul's in being glad about the killing of Stephen became fashionable, and this idea to persecute the Christians grew and grew.
Wayesengena nasezindlini zabo zabazalwane ebabopha khona ebahudula ebahluphe bafake ejele.
He pursued the Christians even into their homes and arrested them and dragged them off to jail.
Uyabona noma unquma kuphi noma unqumela uyimisele ngoNkulunkulu noma ngoSathane ngokuphila ngokungaphili ukuphila lento yokhula kodwa uma kube ukungaphili kuzokhula nakho ube uSathane.
You see that whatever decision you make is something which grows. If you decide for the Lord, it is a growing decision and it increases daily. But if you decide for the devil, even if you're a preacher and you allow something of the devil in your life, that thing increases. It gains momentum and eventually you'll do something which even the pagans will frown upon. But if you've decided for the Lord, it is something that grows and the momentum is evident and visible to all those around you.
But if you don't grow, then I want to tell you, you are dead. D-E-A-D. Ufile. Umuntu ongakhuli, aqhubekele phambili entweni yakhe, ufile.
No growth.
Growth is doomed as sliwe impethu.
Equals death. You are like a corpse. You are being consumed by maggots.
While you walk around,
nomusahamba uphile.
Ufile.
You are dead.
Kufanele ukuthi ukhule uqhame. Uma umntwana kaNkuluNkulu uqhame ukhule. Noma ungesiye, uyokhula nawe, uyokhula, uzowenza ubufeba, uzokwenza ukweba, uzokwenza amahlazo. Unikile wonke umhlaba kodwa ngenzeka kanjani into enjena na? Ngani wamnika uSathane umunwe?
If you're a child of the Lord, your growth is evident, is visible as you grow in the Lord. However, if you decide for the devil in any area of your life, that thing increases and grows until even the pagans around you are astonished.
USaul wasimisela yizo ukuthi ube umuntu oyimisela ngoNkulunkulu wavumela umoya ongasile ethi ukhonze uNkulunkulu ngokumelana lalento nakho kuphi abantu uma bemkhonza uSathane belwa nevangeli bathi balwela uNkulunkulu.
And Saul, he was zealous for God, so called, but it was with a false zeal. It was deception in Saul's life. And this hatred against the believers was something which grew and increased.
And the heartbreaking thing is this, that they thought they were serving God.
Oguyisimanga,
oguyinqaba.
Bebethi bamlwela uNkulunkulu, bamsekela yena.
Very sincere.
Kube sengathi bazimisele laba bantu.
But sincerely wrong.
Kodwa basephutheni.
angazi ukuthi khona abantu lapha yini abalwela into bethi belwela uNkulunkulu ababona ukuthi balwela uSathani.
I don't know if there are people like that here.
Melo baphenduke bayilahle bavume balungisa indaba lapho bone khona bangena endleleni baphumile emgreen.
Zealous. They're full of zeal for some cause, but it's not of the Lord. They need to repent of that. They need to return to the Lord. And the word of God says here that a great persecution arose in Jerusalem. It was an enormous persecution.
Abantu bashiya ifenishi yabo, bashiya izindlu zabo, bashiya amakhaya abo, babaleka ngesegundane ngenxa yokuzingelwa.
And the Christians left their homes and furniture and had to flee because of this persecution.
Abafundi kuphela abasale eJerusalem ngamandla kaNkulunkulu.
Only the apostles, kept by the power of God, were able to remain in Jerusalem.
Kuthiwa ke abaningi bahlakazekela eJudea.
And it says many scattered in the direction of Judea.
Abanye eSamaria.
Some towards Samaria.
Kodwa kuyisimanga okuyindikimba yalentshumayelo. Ilawo nalawo lapho beya khona ubeqhubha indaba.
But what is wonderful, and that is the theme of this message, is that every one of them, wherever they were scattered to, propagated the gospel.
Ayike uSathani noma engusathani.
So Satan, even though he is Satan,
unjengekati elingafi.
He is like a cat which doesn't die.
Ngoba kusukela phansi bekumele ukuthi asho ukuthi ngihlulekile.
For from the beginning he should have admitted his failure.
Ngoba kade ethe hlasela isigcino ahluleke.
For Satan has been in the business of attacking and persecuting for a long time and he has failed.
Someone said, they quote Winston Churchill's words, never give up, never give up, never give up. It can be a good thing, but an evil thing, because of, if you're on the wrong track, you won't give up.
Omunye waze washo amagama ka Churchill lo obe induna yaseNgland, owathi ungashi phansi indaba. Kodwa kuhle lokhu uma kuyinto esile. Kodwa uma kuyinto embi kubi uma namathele entweni.
If you're on the right track, never give up.
Uma usendleleni musukuthi uhlehle muva.
Be faithful right to the end.
Thembeka kuze kube sekugcineni.
When the Boers, Peter and Trief was killed, the men wanted to flee. But the woman said, no, we can't. Well, a worldly person would say, cheers for the woman.
Lapho uRatif wabulawa ngaleso sikhathi samabhunu, bebefuna ukubaleka amadoda onke, kodwa abesifazane bathi cha, ake sisalela ngamagama wezwe singathi kusho ukuthi siyabaxawula omame.
But the devil has got one evil thing that he doesn't give up. He should give up and bow to God, but he doesn't.
Kodwa ikhona into eyodwa uSathane akafuna ukuthi ashiye lento. Kungukuthi azithobe phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu. Akafuni lokho.
Waphikelela uStefan. Engena nasendlini bahlakazeka abantu.
So,
kodwa ukwisimanga kukho lokho esingathi ukuphela kwebandla kwaba ukwanda kwebandla.
Saul just continued growing in his persecution and hatred of the brethren, but at the same time what happened was the scattered Christians just caused the growth of the church.
UJesu nyakhumbula kuincwadi yesenzo isahluko sokuqala. UJesu wathi hlalandla kuze kufike umoya ongcwele nithole amandla bese nihambisa ivangeli niliyise eJudiya, Samaria kuze kube sekugcineni komhlaba.
Remember in Acts chapter 1, Jesus said to his disciples, remain here till you receive power from on high. Then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. They received the Holy Spirit. And they propagated the gospel in Jerusalem. And here was Satan trying to destroy this work, trying to utterly rout this ministry. But the true gospel can never be defeated. It can never be squashed.
Ubaba Nicholas Pengu, wathi ngamuzwa ngamadlebe ami, ngamuzwa ngendlebe zami. Ethi noma ningeza ningibulale ngeke nqobe ngoba emlotheni wami kuzovuka abaningi obhengu.
I remember Reverend Nicholas Bengu saying, this man of God saying, I heard him with my own ears saying that even if you do come to kill me, so what? God will raise up many more Bengus from my grave.
Bakhitikazi bathi ngalokho uzonqoba. Kanti kuyashiwo ukuthi igazi limbewu yebandla.
As it has been said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
Abanye baze basho uma wamthatha umzalwane, wamfaka ejele, noma wambulala, hlulekile ngoba ngalokho lyohamba ivangeli umhlaba wonke.
As it has been said, if you take a Christian and jail him, or even kill him, you're actually defeating your own aims to destroy the gospel, because that will only enhance the gospel and it will go forth more powerfully than before. And so Satan here, in fighting against the church, achieved the exact opposite. In fact, he achieved the fulfillment of the Lord's command that the disciples should go out and preach in Judea and Samaria. So if you feel that Satan is attacking you in some way, and it seems like he's absolutely destroying you and what the Lord is doing in your life, just understand that the Lord will bring about good and what is fitting in His sight. So even if Satan intended to spoil things, even in heaven, but by this act of persecuting the church in Jerusalem, he was actually spreading the gospel to Judea, Samaria, and other areas. It was difficult in Jerusalem because of the persecution, with Stephen having been martyred. And it says that the devout men buried him. Now here you'll find there are various translations and various versions of the Bible. In the Zulu Bible it says believing men buried Stephen.
Esingisi kuthwa
devout
abantu abay abayiphethe kahle kube ngathi bayakholwa bambela uStefan.
In English, in this particular version, it says devout men, so good and upright godly men went and buried Stephen.
Amanye amahumusha athi devout and pious Jews buried him.
Kushi ukuthi abajuda abazinikele kuNkulunkulu abaziphethe kahle bamngcwaba uStefan.
Kukhona abashoyo ukuthi abambe bemngcwaba uStefan bekwamadoda akholwayo ebandla.
So as some translations indicate that they were believing men of the church,
and some expositors and
some commentators and expositors say so.
Abanye bathi hey kha bekungesiyo abantu bebandla bekungamajuda ayincike ekholweni njengoJesu lapho ebethelwa encwatshwa akancwatshwanga abazalwane abafundi wancwatshwa oJosefa waseMarathiya.
But there are some commentators who point out that these were devout men, Jewish men, who were becoming favorable towards the faith. Like with the burial of the Lord Jesus, he wasn't buried by the disciples, instead rather by believing Jews.
Umlando ut.
Like Joseph. And history tells us,
uma umuntu ubekhandwa ngamatshe,
that if a person was stoned to death,
ngenxa yesinqumo seSanhedrini,
because of
isigungu somprist omkhulu,
the decision of the Sanhedrin, the council of the priests,
noma enqunywa,
or was put to death by them, or was decapitated,
noma ngayiphi indlela ebulawa ngayo ngesinqumo seSanhedrin,
or whatever way the capital punishment was carried out, if it was by the decision of the Sanhedrin,
ubungavunyelwa ukumkhalela nokumlilela obala.
You were not allowed to display public grief.
It was not allowed.
Begungavunyelwa. It was forbidden.
Ubuzolila uzile.
You could mourn in secret.
Kusho ukuthi ke baze bathi abanye nebandla belingakwazi ukuthi limxoshe ematsheni, limxoshe limngcwabe.
And so some commentators say that they couldn't, that is, the church couldn't take Stephen from the rubble of the stones and go and bury him.
Kodwa khona abajuda ababe ngabafundi eksithekeni.
But there were some.
Behloniphi ibandla ababe nozwelo ngaye uStefan.
There were some Jews who were secret disciples who were sympathetic regarding Stephen. And they came like Joseph of Arimathea and took the corpse.
Manje ngesiGiliki,
and the Greek
kuthiwa bafika hayi ukuthi bamthwala nje bambela kodwa baqosha konke benza konke kwakufanele bamlilela ngokulilo okukhulu.
Indicates that they didn't just go and dump him in a grave, but a proper burial ceremony was performed. They took his body, buried him in the proper way, and there was great lamentation over him.
Or one could say they picked up everything. Kusho ukuthi uma usukhanda umuntu kolaka umkhande ngempela. Kungenzeka amanye amalunga anqamuke. Kungenzeka ukuthi iqu zenyama uhlakazeke phansi.
It could be that as happens with a person who is stoned to death, that they are broken and in pieces even.
Ikhanda, kuphosile ikhanda, theleke phansi.
It may be that brains are spilled on the stones.
The skull breaks into pieces. Nisakhumbula nina besinani ngebhanoyi lika Samora Machel sahamba saqosha amathambo saqosha namathambo ekhanda phansi ezinye bese zidliwa izinja zimhlophe qhwa. Nisakhumbula uma umuntu ekhandwa ngamanje ungahlakazeka nekhanda.
Some of you remember when we visited the crash site of Samora Machel where his plane went down, we found bits of bone and bits of skull lying around. Dogs were busy eating these white bones. Now, when it comes to a stoning, the person's body might be broken, the head, the skull, broken in pieces.
And in the Greek, they, as if they put all the pieces together.
Gesikli kube singati bakosha onke amapieces bawahlanganis.
Amkhalela lamadoda.
And these Jewish believing men made great lamentation over him. They grieved.
Well, let it be as it is. You may say he was buried by the Christians. The others say no. They were pious Jews that did that. The Christians had no right to go and bury that corpse. Noma and pick up those pieces.
Bebe oban, abazalwane bebandla, noma abajuta abangcike ebandleni ngoba abazalwane bengavunyelwa ukuxosha amapieces.
Lokho ke kusivezela ukuthi bekunzima kangakanani eJerusalema.
Nevertheless, it indicates, whatever interpretation, it indicates the terrible atmosphere that there was in Jerusalem.
Usisihoko sivutha.
Hell was let loose. It was as if though there was this determination to completely extinguish every trace of the church on earth. But no, for our hero, the one who was raised up, the one who ascended into heaven, of whom the Bible says God has highly exalted him, our Lord Jesus. He sovereignly controls the whole earth sitting there in heaven. And as we've heard from John and Michael of some of the difficult circumstances, the darkness, we never need to be perturbed by the darkness. Instead, it makes the light to shine brighter. Even as I came into the service today, I began to feel like I should be out there preaching the gospel. God actually makes it easier when He allows darkness to have its way and there's such oppression. The Lord makes it easier for His gospel to go forth.
And
so the Christians were scattered in every direction. But I don't think that they were grieving about the loss of their cupboards and their tables and chairs and their beds. No, a true Christian is one who can rejoice when he suffers loss, when he is persecuted, because he knows of the eternal reward.
If you lose your house, your furniture, everything you've got, and you've got to flee, oh, dann kannst du volles Selbstmitleid sein. Oh, then you can have pity for yourself, full of self-pity. Sorry for yourself.
Umuzi, nefenisha, nezinto zasekhaya, ungazidabukela.
Thank God and praise Him that He's broken the neck of all your idols. You're not serving God, you're serving your home, your furniture.
Kodwa makabonge uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyaphula intamo zethixo zakho, ngoba kusho ukuthi chaza ukuthi wena ukhonza ikhaya lakho, awumkhonzi uJehova.
Ikhaya lakho isithixo sakho, ifenishi isithixo sakho, imoto isithixo sakho.
Your car, your home, your furniture may be your idol.
Bahlakazeka bonke, kanti sekufezeka izwi likaJesu. Qondane Judea, qondane Samaria.
But by this, they were all scattered in every direction. And in fact, the words of the Lord Jesus, when he commanded, go ye therefore into Judea and Samaria, was being fulfilled.
Was a blessing in disguise.
You moan
and you groan, oh, it's so difficult. You're in the wrong crawl. Go to the world. Go to those that serve the devil. That's where you belong. But not a Christian.
Maukonona uzikhalela ukuthi awu ngilahlekelwe ilento nalento. Kusho ukuthi wena indima yakho isezweni, hayi kubazalwane.
Nkulunkulu bavezela ukuthi hey nina nidalelwanga leyo nto. Kukhona okukhulu kunalokho. Ukuthi umuntu ahambe.
And so God organized that they should be scattered. They weren't made to stay put in one place, but that they were to go forth all over.
Aige, uma befike Judea, abakhali, ukuthi hey usahlupheka, fike Samaria, ah usahlupheka, kha, bashumayela abafakaza ngoJesu.
And so when they got to Judea and Samaria, they didn't pity themselves about their loss. Instead, they spread the word right there about the Lord Jesus.
Michael gave me Michael wanginika iphepha elikhuluma ngowesifazane obe ungqongqoshe eJalimani.
Michael gave me an article about a lady who was a cabinet minister in the Department of Justice in Germany, who had been invited to that same meeting. She is no longer a cabinet minister. She has lost her position because she made the statement that President Bush can be equated with Hitler and is the same as Hitler. And so she was expelled from that position.
Angathi ukuthi kuverse 4 yini kuze kube u12 noma kulezo ndawo indima yokuqala yencwadi yokuqala kwabaseFesi.
And so she was invited to come and speak on the first part of Ephesians chapter 1.
Wayesethi ke ayike manene namanenekazi.
And she said,
well, lendaba angizwa angazi ukuthi ithini.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I look at this text, I don't know what it means. I don't really understand anything of it.
uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sizwa amagama amahle nje singabi nandaba nalokho okushiwo lawo magama.
Probably God wants us to hear pious and poetical phrases and not that we don't understand the content of it.
Just that we've got nice clinging words. Now, nice ringing words. You must forgive me, I didn't know that I mentioned it. I would have brought it along. I can't put it as beautiful as she did.
Manje nizongixolela ngilethanga lelo pepper. Angikwazi ukubeka ngendlela enhle njengoba lo mame wayibeka ngayo.
And the last part of that portion said, Isigcino saleyo ndima ithi, usanzile ngegazi lakhe, futhi usithethelele izono zethu. What? Ayizwakali leyo. Ungqongqoshe, obe ungqongqoshe, owesifazane, we-justice, ukhuluma inganekwane enje. Uzothini? Ngoba akakahlangani noJesu, akakezwa amandla egazi, akakathethelelwa izono. Manje usethi hayi, kusho ukuthi amagama nje ezwakele emnandi kodwa aqondakali.
And so the last part of the text says, and through whom we were cleansed and washed by his blood, our sins forgiven. And she said of that, I don't know what it means. I can't understand it. God must just be giving us nice words that would sound and good and have a good resonance. So it shows that she doesn't know what forgiveness is all about.
She says Paul must have written that just to write nice ringing words that have got no meaning. It just shows us that heaven and earth wants to bless you whether you are good or bad.
Watu mame kushukuthi Paul ubefuna ukuthi asho amazwi amnandi ukubusisa abantu ngakho ukhombisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi abusise abantu noma babi noma bahle.
Awulapho ngifunda incwadi kwaba ngathi ake ngimbhalela incwadi ngimvezele nje okungani ubuhle baleyo nto.
When I read that article, I felt like writing a letter to her to explain something of the wonder and of the truth of this text.
Ngimemezela. Abona ukuthi ayukholwa, ayukuthi amagama amahle nje anendaba.
And to show her that these words from the Bible are not just nice ringing words that sound good, but they have content, they have real meaning.
Ayike abazalwane beyithola sebeseJudea. AbaJuda ke lapho uJuda bubi ngenyawo.
Now, back to our text where the Christians were scattered in every direction and strict Judaism was it was putting down its foot, insisting on its way.
Uyabona iJerusalem lila uma ubuki imap.
You look at Jerusalem and where it's placed on the map, where I'm showing, towards the south, is Judea. Below it, to the north of Jerusalem is Samaria. Further north, Galilee.
Ngoba Israeli wahlukaniswa.
For Israel had been split into three portions by then.
Ngo 722.
That was in 722 BC.
Inkosi yase Assyria yahlasela iSamaria kusagcwele abaJuda.
The king of Assyria had attacked
Samaria.
It was still full of Jews at the time.
Why is it that bonke abajuda bathi xaxa?
And it took
abanothile, abaqebile.
All the prominent and wealthy Jews.
Kwasala bampofu.
And just the poor ones remained.
Why is it that ke zonke izizwe wayiletha la eSamaria?
And then he went and took different pagan nations and planted them to occupy the land there in Samaria.
Bakhulake manje nezizwe kwaba ingqube evange laba bashada nalaba laba bashada nalaba kusho ukuthi kwaphela uJuda kwaze kwaba isizwe samakhaladi.
And so through history that area became a mixed race because they began to intermingle and intermarry with each other.
Ngemva kokuhamba kweminyaka yakhulu inzondo phakathi kwabaseSamaria nabaJuda, ngoba abaJuda ayebukela phansi amaSamaria.
And with the passing of time, the hatred between the Samaritans and the Jews grew ever tenser because the Jews looked down upon these low-caste Jews in Samaria. You see, apartheid is not something that just happened recently.
Ukuthi nobandlulula kufikanga namabhunu kwafika namangisi kwase kulandela amabhunu eqhuba ngakho.
And it's even older than the Afrikaners. In fact, we're at a recent historical meeting in Ashawi where one of the royal family pointed out that apartheid was introduced by the English in South Africa long before the Afrikaners.
Bekukhona endulo ndulwini ngesikhathi senkosi yethu.
You see, it was even older from of ancient times, even when our Lord was on earth. But Jesus, even though there was this tension and hatred between these races, Jesus went to the Samaritans. And he also commanded his disciples, he said, you go to Samaria, those who are your enemies as Jews, you go to them. That's the marvelous thing about the gospel, that in Christ there is no Jew or Samaritan, there's no colored or Indian. But the Lord says that we should go to everyone, even those who are the proclaimed enemies of your people, but you are to go to them
too. Yes.
But you were not called to be exclusivist, to defend your people and your nation. No. The Lord says, all people are your people. You are to go to all people. If you are discriminatory and say, no, I'm just wanting to protect and defend or fight politically for my people, then you still need to meet with Jesus. You need to repent. And so these people found themselves in the midst of the Samaritans. You might be complaining and say, oh, look at what has happened to me. Woe to me. And now I'm thrown in the midst of these people. No, God is using even Satan to fulfill his own will. You might say, I'm badly treated. I'm not welcomed. Well, let God open your eyes. What does He say about that?
And He's using that because you're so blind. Maybe you've forgotten already what He told you before. And you're just busy with this.
Can't you busy
your little baby. When he dies, you are sorry. And you forget what he told you and commanded you.
Bizi nento yakho nengane yakho kanti usukhohle ukuthi uJesu wathini kuwe usukhohlile.
Abayifike sebe phakathi kwesizwe bengenabo nokuzwana nokuhlangana nabo phakathi kwezizwe kodwa bekhulekile bafakaza uJesu.
So here the Christians found themselves in the midst of a nation where there was tension between themselves and that nation. But they were absolutely free because they could witness about Christ. If you receive Jesus, you will want everyone to get to know him.
I can't believe that Jesus can live in your heart without telling others about him. Excuse me.
Mina anginakholwa ukuthi uJesu uhlala enhlizweni yakho kanti akafuni ukuthi ubatshele abanye ngaye.
I feel like telling you, you're a liar. You've got the wrong Jesus, not the right one.
Kube sengathi ngingatshela ukuthi wena awunayo uJesu uqobo. Unomunye.
Ibandla lasendulo lahlakazeka. Abafundi basale Jerusalema. Kodwa ilona lowe bandla omusho mdala owesilisa owesifazane ube fakaza ngoJesu eqhubi indaba.
And so, except for those apostles who remained, everyone was scattered and they all spoke about Jesus. They propagated the gospel wherever they went. And history confirms
it.
Both those who were sympathetic to the faith and historians who were anti-Christian confirm the truth of this.
Justin Martyr.
For instance, Justin Martyr,
ube isikhulu omunye ubaba omkhulu webandla umuntu kaNkuluNkulunkulu,
who was one of the great men of God of that first church,
waphenduka waba umKristu ehambe beach elwandle okwini. Wafika umzalwane wakhuluma naye wamisa kuJesu.
He writes about how he was walking on the sand along the beach and a Christian came alongside him and spoke about Jesus and led him to the Lord.
Great men of God were won by simple Christians who couldn't keep quiet. And if you can keep quiet, the Jesus you've got is a dead Jesus.
Amadoda kaNkuluNkulu lawo anodumo namhlanje azuzwa abazalwane abangelutho labo nje abayiphilelayo ebandleni kodwa abagcwele uJesu befuna ukukhuluma ngaye. Uma wena ungafuna ukufakaza ngoJesu owakho uJesu ufile.
Tertullian.
Also a great man of God.
What he learned alone. Obe umKristu noma kumuphi umsebenzi.
Writes that every Christian, in whatever career he was following, or whatever work he was doing,
put it very nicely. He said, both. These two things go together. If you find out God, if you find God, you can't but manifest him after you found him.
Wathi ngamagama lawa mahle ukuthi uma wena umthole uNkulunkulu umfune uzumthole awukwazi ukuthi uthule ngaye kodwa udinga ukukhuluma ngaye.
says every Christian both finds out God and manifests Him.
Wathi lo nalo mzalwane uyamthola uNkulunkulu kanti uyamveza uNkulunkulu.
And you say you found God and you don't manifest Him.
When uthi umtholile kanti awumvezi phambi kwabanye.
Today is your day where you should get converted and get right and find God and meet with Him. And then you can't but manifest Him. If you manifest something else,
usuku lwakho.
Go for counseling and just don't play church. Get down to business. You're a bad man if you confess that you're a Christian and you don't manifest God. To high and low, poor or rich, worker or no worker, you're a bad man.
Usuku lwakho lokuphenduka futhi uphenduka impela uvuma izono zakho. Uma ungamvezi uNkulunkulu, hamba uvume izono zakho. Mhlawumbe usuveza ezinye izinto. Thola umzalwane, vuma izono zakho futhi wenze impela, hayi ngendlela elula nje.
Uyezwa ke uThetulion. Ayikhuluma amadoda asendulo. Bebengabhedi njengokubhedwa namhlanje. Bese nina nilale noma ikuphi nokubhedayo nimlalele. Mangele ngasho ngalezi zinsuku kodwa laba abazalwane banhloboni sebephelele obuzalwane ababoni ukuthi akasile lo muntu kodwa bayamlalela bayamlalela wow phele vele impumputi landelenye impumputi.
And so Tertullian said, you both find him and show him, but what is the Jesus, who is the Jesus whom you found that you cannot show Christ? Yet you're blind to it. It's the blind leading the blind if you're following something
else.
If you do not show by having found God and manifest God, then it shows that the world is in you. You like a whore of the world. You, even if you don't do it outwardly, there's this whoredom inside you. You're immoral inside you. You need the Lord to come in and to get that out.
May God show you your emptiness. Someone said you're an empty-headed man. But you're not only an empty-headed man, you're an empty hearted me.
Omunye wathi umuntu angaba nekhanda elingenalutho phakathi kanti futhi iqiniso ukuthi awunalutho nasenhlizweni.
Khona umuntu igama lakho Celsus obebhuqa abazalwane.
A certain man known as Celsus mocked the Christians.
Wathi wonke umuntu.
And he said that everybody,
noma kube umuntu wensipho owasha ingubo.
Celsus scoffingly remarked that whether they fullers, those are the ones who wash with soap,
shuka isikhumba,
or workers in leather,
noma sebenza ngovolo enitha ethu ekrosha,
or workers in wool and crochets and that,
noma engumuntu osemaphandleni,
or rustic rural people.
Njengokuba namhlanje kuguqwa nabasemaplazini. Hawu umuntu wasemaplazini. Ake ngintshele nina eningekho emaplazini, bona banengqondo kunani. Bangenza izinto eningazazi nina. Kodwa lo mbhuqi ubethi ngisho abantu basemaphandleni.
And by the way, there is this scoffing of the urban folk, scoffing the rural people. By the way, the rural people know many more things than those in the cities. But anyway, this man, Celsus, said, even the rustic people who are rural.
Uthi bona abaqhwa abashizekela ivangeli nenkosi yabo kunabantu bonke.
And ignorant persons, they were the most zealous propagators of Christianity.
Uthabesifazane.
And he said, women,
ayisuka khona lapho ehlangene noJesu akhulume nengane zabo bazise kuJesu.
Would also bring this gospel immediately to their children and lead them to Christ.
Kutwa abesifazane ingane neyigqila lapho zihlangana noJesu zazihambisa ivangeli kwezinye igqila kwabanye bengene endlini behambisa ivangeli ngisho nakulabo bantu ababe sebenza kubona.
Women and slaves introduced it into their circles, slaves to slaves, and also to their owners, to their own circles. They spread the gospel.
This man who hated Christianity and went against it, he says every Christian will tell his neighbor about Christ.
Uselsus lo obezonda inkolo yobuKristu wathi yilo nalomzalwane ubemtshela umakhelwane ngoKristu.
Every laborer, his fellow laborer.
Isebenzi zonke zitshele ezinye isebenzi.
The slave to his fellow slaves.
Izigqila zitshele ezinye igqila.
Kodwa igqila namhlanje sihamba sitshele ezinye igqila. Siyagqilazwa, siyahlupheka, asiholi. Hey, ukwelinye iqembu lokhafula izulu.
Instead,
uma uyisigqila uzohamba uye kwezinye igqila utshele ngoJesu. Nomnini wakho uzomtshela ngoJesu. Niyezwa ukuthi kholwa kuyini?
And slaves telling their fellow slaves, not like those who will arrange instead a boycott and or will arrange a demonstration and try and arouse the rebel and get a fighting spirit. No, that belongs to hell. Here they share Christ with each other.
No sebenzayo beya kumaster wakhe eya kumistress wakhe afakaze ngoJesu.
And with their masters and their mistresses, telling them about Jesus. So wherever a person was, that's what he did. Now we haven't yet been persecuted. There are just lies spoken about. Lies spread abroad and also by Christians. Things being written. But we haven't yet gone to jail.
We've
been stoned. But But wherever you go, you should still be bringing Christ to the people around you. There are those who go to school here, and when you follow your career, or maybe start some work somewhere, whatever it is, are you busy spreading the gospel? If you are not, don't tell me about your Christianity. That's just dirt that you have.
Don't say to me you're spreading the gospel if you just talk and talk and talk. Empty talk without fruit is worth nothing.
Futhi ungasho ukuthi uyasakaza ivangeli kanti uyakhuluma nje uyaxoxa awu izithelo azikho.
Ngakho ke ngithi kuwe ngegama lenkosi uJesu Kristu, phenduka namhlanje. Phenduka uhlangana noNkulunkulu, awukahlangani noNkulunkulu. Awukahlangani noNkulunkulu. Uyezwa? Uzofu yesihogweni.
That's why I say to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, repent. Turn away from this old life. Otherwise you're headed for hell.
Everyone.
Yilo nalo.
Lapho ehlakazekela khona.
Wherever he was scattered to.
Elpian. Washumayela ivangeli lika Jesu. UJesu umkhulu wahlangana noNkulunkulu. Alikwa lishona ilanga ungayanga kumokhelwane wakho uyofakaza khona umtshele okwenzelwe kona umtshele ngokuphenduka kwakho hayi ungangitshela ukuthi ikhola hayi bo.
Spreading the gospel of Christ, always having that urge not to let the sun go down without having told somebody about the Lord or what the Lord has been doing in your life.
Ungangitsheli ukuthi uyikholwa uyakhomika. Sekisileyo umdlalo lo wengane encane.
If that's not your life, then you're just playing around. You're a comic. You're in a circus.
Lengane encane zenze dlale isonto.
Or like little children acting.
Umunyashumayela umunya lalela kuyacula kuyadlalwa. Kodwa nokho lo mdlalo wengane ungcono kunalo mdlalo wakho wena umuntu omdala. Utholakala phakathi emakholweni kodwa ungakahlangani noNkulunkulu futhi awukwazi ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu bese ungamvezeli kwabanye.
Acting like little children who maybe one acts as a preacher and the other sit and listen as a congregation, well, they are better off than you who you find yourself an old Christian but there's none of that zeal to spread the gospel of our Lord.
Sekuyisiko.
Instead, you become traditional, that you're a Christian, you've accepted Christ,
but
you still lie, you're still sexually immoral, and you're not converted. You haven't really repented. Now listen, and you need to know this truth. Don't one day say, well, I was never told the truth. Ulo Stegen, he just lied. He didn't say what it was all about. Tennis used to be my God.
Kodwa lapho ngihlangana noJesu ngakubeka phansi.
But when I met
iBhayibheli ngaye emzini yabantu gcwele intuthu phakathi hlale khona esibhikeni ngibatshela ngoJesu ngingasazi nesizulu.
But when I met with Jesus, I put that aside. I took the Bible and I began to go into homes, into these huts where there was smoke and it was very poor, and I'd sit on the ground and share the gospel with these people.
I had no time for sports anymore.
Nayega
I would go to the round huts, into the mountains and valleys, and tell them about Jesus. And you go to rugby matches, you go to cricket matches, you go to sports field, and you've never gone out into a hut and sat down and told them about Jesus. What a hypocrite and Pharisee you are. Don't call yourself a Christian. I won't accept it. Never.
Ngayeka phansi indaba yama sports. Kanti wena uthi usuwa mamukela uJesu futhi uya ebholeni lesoka uya le rugby. Kanti awugaze ungena endlini yesizulu, ungena ezindlini zabantu ubaxoxele ngoJesu. Musa kungitshela ukuthi uphendukile.
They asked John, what is the heathen? Now you know what a heathen is. Maybe you're the biggest one.
Bambuzo uJohn ukuthi umheden uyini? Usiyaqonda ke ukuthi umheden uyini? Mhlambe kunguwe omkhulu ongumheden.
La esikoleni Dominus Evite ngake ngezwe ukuthi ukhona umthandazo ngabuza ukuthi kufika bangaki 23 ekhwayeni. Lesi skole, isikole sabahedeni. Ninabo teacher noqonda lokho. Nenibafundisayo. Ingane zezwe. Ezingamazi uNkulunkulu. Ezingamazi uJesu asikahlangani naye. Aniboni.
I heard of of DSS at a prayer meeting, only 20 or 30 come, or to the choir, well, then it's a pagan school. These, and teachers take note of this as well. These are unconverted children. So do not be deceived. Recognize what is truly of him and what is not. That which is of a goat and that which is a sheep. Otherwise, the Lord comes back and he is returning. And you'll be shocked to discover who are real sheep and who are just goats.
Lieben Freunde, habt ihr, die ihr Deutsch spricht, habt ihr es verstanden, was ich gesagt habe?
And you're
Afrikaans sprekende, dat jullie verstaan wat ik gezegd.
Ik
bedoel het.
Gives me selling a loco.
You English speaking people, have you heard?
What are you going to do about it?
Stop being a geese or a duck. Dive into the water, come out on the other side of the river, and you're still dry.
Yega pansi ukuthi ube idada, ungene emanzini, uphume ngale, uwomile.
Nani bantsundu, nani zinye izizwe, nyezwa nje. Angifuni ukuba phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu bese angitshela ukuthi hey, anginichazelanga kahle.
You speak African languages or other nations, whoever you might be, wherever you're from, I don't want to stand before God and be found guilty of not telling the truth as it is.
Ngisho nawe svagashi sethu engikuhloniphayo.
And you dear visitors whom I honor.
Let's face the truth squarely.
Ake sibhekana neqiniso ngqo.
Akugangwa phambili.
We are not to play around. Let us pray. Let's stand to our feet and pray.
Nkosi.
Lord.
Ngomoya wakho ngcwele finyelele ekujuleni kwenhliziyo.
By your Holy Spirit, please reach the depths of our hearts.
Kuphela ukuthi sibe nabantu abaningi kanti abaningi abakahlangani uNkulunkulu.
That it would be the end of having many people and yet most not having met the Lord.
Kodwa ilo shoyo ukuthi ungumKristu abe umKristu woqobo.
But grant Lord that each one who calls himself a Christian would be a true Christian.
Amen.
Amen.